Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Serendipity of Flightless Things by Fionnuala Moser. Narrated by Heather O'Neill. Part 1. Ireland. Chapter 1. August, 1971. My three best friends lived inside a silver locket. Their names were Oliver, Ed, and Margaret, and all three were dead. That locket was one of the four things I brought with me to America. The locket, my Sunday dress, my orphanage of hawthorn leaves, and the 900 stories my grandmother gave me. The day Grandma Nuala passed the locket on to me, I should have died. And it all began with a particular isle, a bird pale as sea foam, and a sprig of heather far luckier than me. Nuala gripped my hand as if she were walking me to grade school for the first time, tight, cold, brave, the way you'd hold a prayer bead. Her knees quivered as we took our final step to the tip-top of the Slieve League cliffs, and I pulled her over a moss-spotted boulder. When at last we reached the overlook, Nuala bent down, taking me with her. We sat a finger's width from death, feet dangling over the ledge. Her fingers slipped from mine as my body went limp with awe. "There it is." The wind carried away my words, lilting a banshee song so sad and sweet, and aching with all the longing of a thousand stories. "Inshallah." "Aye, lass," breathed Nuala. It was the sort of breath she usually spent on dandelion clocks or eyelash wishes.
"Best view in all of Ireland."
She stretched out a wrinkled, dirt-caked hand toward the isle, as if trying to touch it.
"You know, even when the grey man's out and about with his bucket of fog, spooking even the finest sailors, you can still see that isle from here."
She kissed the top of my head and whispered,
"Happy birthday, Finn."
The isle rose like a lighthouse on the horizon, tall and emerald-striped, my North Star. It guided me when I was lost, my Neverland. It listened to me when I was alone, which happened to be rather often. Nuala said that was because I had a refined taste in friends. My teacher, Mrs. Flanagan, said it was because most children don't take their 4 o'clock tea and biscuits with an island for company. Though not once had I set foot on the isle, I knew its every inch like I knew my own home. Inshallah and I had had hundreds of conversations, in rain, in snow, even once in a hailstorm. I had it memorized, from its lone dust mite of a ramshackle cottage to its speck of a white-flowered hawthorn tree hanging off the westernmost edge. Today the hawthorn dripped scarlet berries, blooming like pinpricks of blood on a lace napkin. Nuala plucked a sprig of heather and let it flutter in her pinch, and I pulled loose a scarlet ribbon from my wrist.
"They say it's the home of the swan children," I said, as I played tug-of-war with the wind, my hair, the rope.
"Indeed they do," said Nuala.
Her hand landed on my scalp, and she took the ribbon and wrangled my hair into a ponytail, tucking the heather behind my ear. A dewdrop slipped off the stem and down my earlobe like a child down a slide. When I was small and scared of night owls, Nuala would take me out to the wildflower garden and tell me about the dew and the heather.
"Don't you see their tears?" she would say. "Can't you hear the heather's lament?
They're sisters with the sun, see? And when she sails off to America at dusk, the heather weeps."
That Sample complete. Ready to continue?